Prime years, soul growth for Saturn Nakshatra borns. Welcome to the Consciousness YouTube channel. In this video, we explore the Mahadasha system of time cycles in Vedic astrology and how each dasha and antadasha fuels and propels a person to move, achieve, embody, and accomplish goals, purpose, and life lessons embedded in each nakshatra. We'll see how the Mahadasha system brings these experiences to the soul for learning and growth. If you're new to my channel, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and leave your comments for the video. For individuals born with their moon in Saturn-ruled nakshatras, Pushya, Anuradha, Uttara Bhadrapada, the prime years of their life, from approximately ages 19 to 63, are influenced significantly by three major Mahadasha periods: Mercury Mahadasha, ages 19 to 36, Ketu Mahadasha, ages 36 to 43, and Venus Mahadasha, ages 43 to 63. Understanding the unique characteristics and lessons of these planetary periods provides insights into their personal growth, career development, relationship dynamics, and self-actualization journeys. Mercury Mahadasha, ages 19 to 36. Mercury Mahadasha is a time of intellectual exploration, communication, and skill development. It encourages adaptability, learning, and the refinement of one's ideas and skills. This period often brings opportunities for professional growth, networking, and personal development. Positive traits. Mercury represents intelligence, communication, and adaptability. It enhances analytical abilities, creativity, and social skills, helping individuals excel in fields related to writing, teaching, business, or technology. Negative traits. The quick and restless nature of Mercury can lead to superficiality, inconsistency, or overanalysis. There is a risk of becoming scattered, losing focus, or struggling to make decisions due to an overactive mind. Positive impacts to embrace. 1. Pursuit of knowledge and skill development. This is an ideal time to develop new skills, engage in further education, or explore new areas of interest. The native may find success in fields that require intellectual agility and effective communication. 2. Enhance communication and social connections. Mercury Mahadasha enhances social and communication skills. The native may build strong networks, develop influential relationships, and succeed in roles that involve negotiation, teaching, or public speaking. 3. Career advancement and versatility. This period is favorable for career advancement, particularly in roles that require versatility and adaptability. The native may thrive in dynamic environments, embracing change and seizing new opportunities. Negative impacts to be aware of. 1. Avoiding overthinking and anxiety. The native may become prone to overthinking, anxiety, or indecisiveness. It's essential to practice mindfulness and stay grounded, avoiding analysis paralysis or excessive worry. 2. Balancing depth and breadth of learning. While Mercury encourages curiosity and exploration, there is a risk of becoming scattered or superficial. The native should strive to balance the breadth of learning with depth, focusing on mastery as well as exploration. 3. Managing inconsistency and distraction. The native may struggle with maintaining consistency or following through on commitments. It's important to set clear goals, establish routines, and avoid distractions that could derail progress. Focus areas for growth and learning. Career. Engage in roles that require communication, adaptability, and intellectual growth. Fields such as education, business, media, or technology can provide opportunities for advancement and fulfillment. Relationships. Build strong, supportive relationships that foster intellectual and emotional growth. Use your communication skills to resolve conflicts, strengthen connections, and inspire others. Self-actualization. Explore new hobbies, courses, or personal development activities that enhance your skills and broaden your horizons. This is a time for discovering new passions and refining your talents. Ketu Mahadasha, ages 36 to 43. Ketu Mahadasha is a period of spiritual introspection, detachment from material concerns, and a quest for deeper understanding. It often brings a focus on inner growth, healing, and the release of old patterns or attachments. Positive traits. Ketu represents spirituality, insight, and detachment. It encourages introspection, inner healing, and a focus on spiritual growth. The native may develop a deeper understanding of themselves and their purpose during this period. Negative traits. Ketu's influence can sometimes lead to confusion, isolation, or a sense of disconnection. There is a risk of feeling lost, misunderstood, or struggling to find purpose in everyday activities. Positive impacts to embrace. 1. Spiritual and personal transformation. This is a time for deep spiritual exploration and personal transformation. The native may engage in meditation, therapy, or spiritual practices that promote healing and self-understanding. 2. Detachment and clarity. Ketu Mahadasha encourages detachment from material concerns, allowing the native to see things more clearly and focus on what truly matters. This period can bring profound insights and a sense of inner peace. 3. Release of old patterns and healing. The native may feel compelled to release old habits, relationships, or beliefs that no longer serve them. This is a time for healing past wounds and embracing a more authentic way of being. Negative impacts to be aware of. 1. Avoiding isolation and withdrawal. The native may struggle with feelings of isolation or disconnection. It's important to maintain supportive relationships and seek guidance when needed, avoiding excessive withdrawal or escapism. 2. Balancing spiritual and practical life. While Ketu promotes spiritual growth, the native must also attend to practical responsibilities. Finding a balance between inner exploration and external duties is crucial. 3. Overcoming confusion and doubt. Ketu's energy can sometimes lead to confusion or doubt about one's path. The native should trust their intuition and seek clarity through spiritual practices, avoiding impulsive decisions or drastic changes. Focus areas for growth and learning. Career. Focus on roles that allow for creativity, introspection, or service to others. Engage in fields that resonate with your spiritual or philosophical values, such as counseling, healing, or teaching. Relationships. Cultivate relationships that support your spiritual growth and inner journey. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who encourage and inspire you. Self-actualization. Engage in spiritual practices, personal development, or creative pursuits that promote healing and self-discovery. Use this time to connect with your deeper self and embrace your true nature. Venus Mahadasha, ages 43 to 63. Venus Mahadasha is a period characterized by love, beauty, harmony, and material comfort. It brings a focus on relationships, artistic expression, and the pursuit of pleasure and comfort in life. This period can be highly rewarding, offering opportunities for personal fulfillment, financial stability, and deep connections. Positive traits. Venus represents love, beauty, creativity, and harmony. It fosters a desire for balanced relationships, artistic expression, and the enjoyment of life's pleasures. Individuals are likely to experience growth in areas related to relationships, wealth, and creativity. Negative traits. Venus's influence can sometimes lead to overindulgence, complacency, or an excessive focus on material and sensual pleasures. There may be a tendency to become overly dependent on others for emotional support or validation. Positive impacts to embrace. 1. Cultivating fulfilling relationships. This is a time to deepen relationships and create harmonious connections. The native may experience growth in romantic relationships, friendships, and family bonds. Emphasizing love, compassion, and mutual understanding can lead to fulfilling partnerships. 2. Creative and artistic expression. Venus Mahadasha enhances creativity and artistic abilities. The native may feel inspired to pursue artistic endeavors such as music, painting, writing, or design. Engaging in these activities can bring immense personal satisfaction and recognition. 3. Financial stability and comfort. Venus is associated with wealth and material prosperity. This period often brings financial growth and stability, allowing the native to enjoy a comfortable and luxurious lifestyle. Investments, business ventures, or creative projects may yield significant rewards. Negative impacts to be aware of. 1. Avoiding overindulgence and complacency. The native may become overly focused on pleasure and comfort, leading to complacency or neglect of responsibilities. It is important to maintain a balanced approach to enjoyment and productivity, ensuring that indulgence does not become a distraction. 2. Managing dependency and emotional needs. There may be a tendency to seek validation or emotional support from others. The native should cultivate self-love and inner strength, avoiding excessive dependency on others for happiness or fulfillment. 3. Balancing material and spiritual goals. While Venus encourages the pursuit of material success and pleasure, the natives should also pay attention to their spiritual and emotional well-being. Finding a balance between material achievements and inner contentment is key to lasting happiness. Focus areas for growth and learning. Career. Engage in creative or artistic professions or roles that involve beauty, design, or relationships. This period is favorable for ventures that combine creativity with business acumen, such as art, fashion, entertainment, or hospitality. Relationships. Build deep, loving relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Use this time to strengthen romantic partnerships and nurture meaningful connections with family and friends. Self-actualization. Explore artistic and creative pursuits that bring joy and fulfillment. Engage in activities that promote self-expression and help you connect with your inner sense of beauty and harmony. Conclusion. The Mahadasha periods of Mercury, Ketu, and Venus bring distinct energies and lessons that shape the lives of individuals born under Saturn-ruled nakshatras. From the intellectual growth and adaptability fostered by Mercury, to the introspective and transformative energy of Ketu, and finally, to the harmonious and fulfilling experiences of Venus, each period offers opportunities for profound personal development. By embracing the positive traits and being mindful of the potential pitfalls of each Mahadasha, individuals can navigate these years with greater awareness, achieving personal growth, fulfilling relationships, and overall life satisfaction. This journey through the Mahadasha cycles ultimately leads to a more balanced, harmonious, and enriched life experience.